Good morning, pilgrim. Do you ever doubt God's goodness? Doubting, the danger of doubting. And David said in his heart, I shall now perish one day by the hand of Saul. 1 Samuel 27:1. You know, what David said in his heart was not only without evidence, but it was contrary to evidence. What reason had he to believe that God would leave him? Rather, how many evidences had he had to conclude that God neither could nor would leave him? Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them. Did he forget that? That was good reasoning. Why not reason like that now, David? Why not say, thy servant slew the Philistine, thy servant escaped from the javelin of Saul when the mad monarch would have pinned him to the wall. Thy servant escaped from all the devices of Doeg. Thy servant escaped when Saul pursued him in the tracks of the wild goats and in the caves of En-Gedi. Thy servant escaped out of the power of Achish, the Philistine, and lo, this Saul seeks my head, out of his hand shall I escape also. That would have been a rational conclusion, a proper way of dealing with the evidence, but to say, after such love and kindness, he will let me sink at last? Was to draw a lying conclusion and to bring in the verdict directly contrary to the evidence. Brothers and sisters, your case is similar, at least mine is. Oh God, thou hast not left us at any time. You're always with us. We've had dark nights, but the star of love has shone forth amid the blackness. We've had our cloudy days, but our sun has never set. Our sun has never set until we've had glimpses of sunshine from heaven. We've gone through many trials, but never to our detriment, always to our advantage. And that conclusion from our past experience, at least, I can speak of my own positively. It is that he who hath been with us in 6 troubles will not forsake us in the 7th. God has said, I will never, never leave thee, and I will never, never, never forsake thee. And don't think I repeat these nevers too often. I repeat the text just as I find it in the Greek. What we have known of our faithful God goes to show that he will keep us to the end. He'll take us all the way. And even to the last, he'll be our helper. Do not then, contrary to evidence, what should we say of a jury who, after having heard a case in which a verdict should evidently have been not guilty, should nevertheless say guilty? We see a lot of that today. Let the earth ring with the cry of indignation. A man has been condemned not only unjustly, but in the very teeth of evidence which proves his innocence. Oh, heaven and earth, ring ye with the universal indignation of honest men, that we should think God untrue, and all the evidence of our past lives go to prove that he is true and faithful to his word always. Our Savior's word abideth sure, his record is on high. He who has made our soul secure is never known to lie. Munitions of stupendous rock our dwelling place shall be. There shall our souls without a shock, a wreck of nature, see. Ah, God won't let us down. He has promised to see us all the way through, and he shall. Indeed, he shall. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. Read John. Read the Gospel of John 14, 15, 16, 17. God ain't gonna let you down. It can't happen. God bless, Pilgrim. Think on these things. And if you think with the mind that God gave you, you can't but come out and be blessed throughout the rest of this day. God bless, Pilgrim.